Thanks for tuning in to 49ers.com. Scott Kegley here with 49ers senior reporter Taylor Price. We're here in Indianapolis at the 2004 NFL Scouting Combine, and Taylor, Coach Harbaugh spoke at the podium today and addressed several topics. Always interesting to see Harbaugh and see his name up in the Ring of Honor, a place that that he knows well out here in Indianapolis.
Scott, as we do this podcast, we are sitting in the lower bowl at Lucas Oil Stadium. Over my left shoulder, Jim Harbaugh
in the Ring of Honor, 1994 to 97,
Captain Comeback, as he's known around here. Captain Comeback hit the media by storm today, and we can't give away all the secrets of what you were able to do with him, which is a very cool surprise for the 49ers fans. So love that piece of content. But just hearing from Coach today, a lot of interesting notes and items from him, most notably Navarro Bowman, the all-pro linebacker, not going to be ready by the start of the 2014 regular season at Levi's Stadium. It's realistic to expect that Bowman will be back by mid-season. That's what Harbaugh said. But then again, Harbaugh, you know, he's not going to count him out. Anything's possible with a guy like Bowman. So that was pretty big news item number one. And you spoke to Harbaugh one-on-one, so I'm sure you have a better perspective of what his personality was like, what Coach was really all about going into this this combine, his fourth with the 49ers.
Yeah, you know, Jim Harbaugh, he knows this process all too well. He's prepared players for this process. He's been through this process as a player. He loves getting knee-to-knee and eyeball-to-eyeball with these guys and trying to figure out really what they're all about. Throw some tough questions at them. And one of the things he kept on repeating to me today was how much players, he wants to see players compete. He saw that out of Colin Kaepernick at the Combine and wants to see those guys who really rise to the occasion take on the challenge of competing. And especially with Colin Kaepernick, a guy coming from a school like Nevada, he's not afraid of the stage. And Coach said that really showed. And there's going to be some guys, you know, from bigger schools, smaller schools that need to step up and show coaches what they're made of this week.
Kaepernick, the first time he met Harbaugh was in that little kind of interview room across the street at the Grand Plaza Hotel.
I think so. Yeah, Grand Plaza.
So that was the first time they ever
Crown Plaza Hotel.
Crown Plaza Hotel. That was the first time they ever met, and he was blown away. And Harbaugh talked about Cam Newton as well. Somebody else who was very impressive in the interview process. The funny thing always comes out when Harbaugh comes to the combine is which players didn't go to Stanford and which guys he remembers recruiting out of high school. And come to find out, Johnny Football, you know, seemed to be the talk of the town when he meets with the press on Friday. Johnny Football, the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner, was recruited to go to Stanford by Jim Harbaugh. Of course, he chose Texas A&M, had a very storied, you know, career where he's basically the biggest, most famous player going to be at this combine this year. Harbaugh, you know, said his game would translate to the NFL level. Everyone's wondering how tall he's going to be measured at, or, you know, he's not going to be throwing in the combine drills, and so he's going a different route than Kaepernick, who was a second-round pick, looking to move up the rankings. But always interesting to see how Harbaugh feels about some of these top-flight players. And when he talked about Kaepernick, he said he reminded him of Andrew Luck. And, you know, that's just an amazing thing about Kaepernick. His personality is really impressive. And think about everybody that Jim Harbaugh's worked with as a quarterback has really ascended their game to a new level. And if he likes Johnny Football, you know, Harbaugh knows his quarterback. And so that's a good sign for Manziel, who, you know, should be one of the top quarterbacks, if not the top overall player this year's draft, depending on what Houston does at number one.
And Taylor, if there's one thing we've learned about Harbaugh over the years, it's that you don't spurn Jim Harbaugh. You have to go to the farm, to USD. He's got a memory like an elephant. He never forgets. And yeah, definitely always funny to hear those stories. There's Robert Woods last year that Harbaugh called out. And one of the other things, it's always interesting, and you know, you don't get to hear from the GM and the head coach too much at this time of the year. It's really the one time you're able to talk to these guys, and it's also a good time to get their assessment of the current players on the team and some of the other news and notes from this first day at the combine was how Marcus Lattimore, Tank Carradine are working their way back. Expect them to be full go and really make an impact in their sophomore campaigns. That's that biggest gap, year one to year two, Taylor, that these guys can really start to shine.
God, I know you remember that 2013 NFL draft. I know I still remember it. It was hectic. There was a lot of draft picks that day, and those guys didn't necessarily see the field because of the depth and the veterans on the 49ers roster, but that's all changes this year. These guys have had a year in the program. They've learned from veterans, and so you're going to see what Tank can do as a defensive rotational player. You know, you have Tony Gerard Eddy, who really stepped it up this year and looks like a great spine for the 49ers front seven for years to come. But how Tank going to throw in the mix with Justin Smith and Raymond Dollar? He's fully healthy. He's a great athlete. A productive player at Florida State, so really interesting to see what he does. And Marcus Lattimore, another famous college player who everyone wanted to see what he was going to do. He was basically a redshirt for the 49ers last season. You know, what is he going to provide behind Frank Gore? Because we all know Frank is motivated. You know, it's going to be hard to get Frank off the football field because that guy loves the game so much. And he's still so valuable as a third down fourth pickup or as a lead blocker, Kaepernick escapes the pocket. You know, those sophomore players in the program, Patton, McDonald, you know, Eric Reed, just interesting to see how they take another step to their game. And you think about this year, 11 draft picks already for the 49ers. Yeah, some potential story selections. And Trent Baalke, he's going to have us busy again. Mm-hmm. We're going to be, for fans that go on the website, you know that we're always constantly providing the updates as fast as possible. And when you're at the NFL draft and you have a selection every 30 picks in every round, sometimes two picks a round, that really gets your head spinning. So we have to be on our game, Scott. We have to be ready to go. And this is a great opportunity for us to learn about some of these faces who are potentially going to be Niners down the road.
Yeah, it's rapid fire. It's the 49ers Invitational, the NFL Scouting Combine. Trent Baalke knows how to work the system. And when you have so many, you don't have those needs right away. They don't necessarily have to draft for need, and everybody's talking about what the 49ers can do to get over the hump. They've had the most playoff games the last 3 years, been successful, haven't gotten to that winning the Super Bowl level just yet, but maybe the reinforcements are right there. It's like you mentioned, Tank Carradine, Marcus Lattimore, Quentin Patton sidelined with the fractured foot for most of last year. And really a limited role. But, you know, Greg Roman, these guys have talked about wanting to see these guys do more and expand on their roles and really become dynamic playmakers in this offense.
I can't wait to see what those guys are going to do, but more so who's going to join them, who's going to be pushing them, because that's the name of the game for them. It's all about competing. And today we heard from a small amount of prospects. You know, the first day of the combine is really about for the offensive linemen. It's more about the NFL personnel. You know, Joe Philbin from the Dolphins spoke, so everyone was interested in that. And Bill Belichick, who I don't remember hearing him in 2010. I was so wide-eyed and new to the combine experience. I don't really recall hearing him, but to hear Bill Belichick at the podium, that was sort of a moment where everyone rushed over to sort of hear what the wise Belichick coach.
Sans hoodie. Yeah, no hoodie today. Dressed up.
We wanted to hear what he had to say. So the coach sort of takes shape. You know, we're literally in the stadium. I don't know if you heard that, but you know,
something's going on.
They're arranging a 40-yard dash below us, which we can get to at a later podcast. But the coaches and the GMs, they rode to center stage today, and it's going to be exciting to see who comes out. And it's really impressive. You know, there's a lot of guys who spend time getting hit by so many different questions from the media, and it's all part of the experience. They have 15 minutes with the team. You know, they're going to be getting to know them from pro day workouts and individual meetings at the team's facilities, and it's all part of the process. And so, you know, we didn't really get too much of a taste of the draft process for this year. It was all about Harbaugh and so many great things he said. He said the team is interested in Anquan Boldin. They really want to work something out. The things he said about Lattimore, which is very interesting as well. And leaving some storylines out there, but you know, Harbaugh was a great listen today. Always interesting to hear his frame of mind. He seems upbeat, ready to compete, do his thing. You know, you gotta love that. And he's gonna be probably 30 yards away from us, sitting with his brother again, getting some family time out here in Indy. So always nice to see Coach in a good frame of mind, getting ready for another year to attack, like with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, which is always a good thing for sport out there. For your coaches, you're locked and loaded, ready to go, and that's a great thing. We're loving it out here in Indy. We've had some great steak last night at St. Elmo's. I'm just going on a tangent here, but you know, it's a great part of the NFL process, and we're looking forward to getting back after tomorrow, where I think it's going to be more playmakers, some position players, so
And Trent Baalke on deck too. You know, this is Trent's time of year. This is when he shines. You hear from Jim Harbaugh. You hear from the coaching staff and the players during the season. And this is Trent's time to shine. So, Going to be lots of good news and notes tomorrow. If there's any players you want to hear from specifically, hit Taylor and myself up on Twitter, at Scott Kegley, at TaylorPrice49. We're going to keep these Cover 2 podcasts going throughout the week, so feel free to hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear from, what you want to know more about at the NFL Scouting Combine. For one last time, Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, it's a 49ers.com podcast.